Questions 42 through 45 refer to the following article. Bound Incorporated was ranked 112th this year in Fortune's Four magazine's list of most successful Australian businesses, with over $2 billion Australian dollars in annual revenues. But how did this athletic footwear giant first get a foothold in the sportswear market? The answer to this question lies in the story of the company's founder, Nell Patterson. Once considered one of the fastest women in the world, Patterson's dreams of Olympic gold ended as a result of a knee injury during her training, just 2 months before the Games. But the athlete moved on in her life to run a sportswear shop in Sydney. She told reporters at the time, "I knew that if I could never run again, I still needed to be around other athletes." She soon developed an interest in design and began designing and developing her own footwear after opening a store on her own. Although some of the large footwear companies at the time turned her designs down, Patterson did not give up. She began selling her brand without the help of any other company. Within 5 years, her store's catalogs were available all over the world. Patterson recently told our interviewer, "Every athlete performs differently, and that's why Bound provides variety that helps every athlete give their fullest performance." Patterson announced last week that motivational speaking is her next pursuit. During a tour of Australian and New Zealand universities, she plans to speak to students about the difficulties of starting a business and how to overcome them. Considering Patterson's experiences in the business world and what she has overcome to achieve success, the students that hear her speak are sure to learn a lot from her.